Describe the Manguinhos district and explain what a favela is.
Manguinhos is not a district, but a complex of 11 favelas, a grouping of different people. People from Angola, ex-policemen, people from the northeast of Brazil, and people from the different regions of the country. This complex of favelas has a peculiarity that constitutes a zone named Gaza Strip, located along the railway that crosses the favelas.
How did you go about researching the neighborhood, and what struck you as particularly important?
The peculiar thing about this complex area is the division established by the railway, sectioning off the communities in two disconnected parts that the project wants to bridge.
What was lacking?
Well, everything was lacking. First of all, infrastructures, quality public services and facilities, and open public spaces. A community representative said, "Aquí no tenemos nada," that means one don't have anything here.
What were its assets?
Well, as in all communities, the strong social ties with a sense of belonging to a community is a specific value that a project needs to incorporate, not destroy.
How did the community get involved in this project?
As in my work with many other communities before, from the very beginning, the dialogue with the community representatives, important local residents, and the ordinary resident is a fundamental part of my project approach. In my methodology, there are four clear steps in which the residents are involved. First, through listening to the desires. Second, as consultant during the formulation of the project. Third, as supervision during the construction phase. And finally, as part of the POSO, that means the urbanistic and social unit of the government, aiming to manage the conflicts that arise after the completion of the project.
What did they tell you about where and how they lived?
They said to me that the area was deprived of all you need to feel like a normal citizen, in aspects related to education, healthcare, leisure, and public spaces. This last point, one thing that the project addresses with emphasis through the Rambla.
Based on this research, what approach did you come up with to improve the area?
The project focuses on all these different issues by proposing specific solutions for the desires, such as the setup of a civic center with technical school, hospital, public library, youth center, income generation center, and public squares, a new subway station, and the Rambla, which is a connector between the civic center and the station, surrounded by sporting facilities, kiosks, bike lanes, and gardens with urban furniture.
Describe the elevated park.
Well, the Manguinhos Rambla is not an elevated park, but, on contrary, a park with an elevated railway. This elevation implies to transform the problem, the division established by the wall along the railway, into a solution, creating in the place occupied by the rail a public walkway, the Rambla, protected by the sun and surrounded by commerce, services and gardens, and sport facilities.
What do you hope residents do with it?
I hope that residents use this space 24 hours a day, ensuring security and using this place as a powerful public space, full of people of all ages.
What will it look like?
This space will look like an open gallery, as shown in the perspective. This signifies that this space, defined by a roof and a deck, connects as an urban living room with facilities and conditions of conviviality.
What kind of amenities will it have?
The amenities are mainly the shaded walkway, which extends 1.5 kilometers, with kiosks for craftspeople, places for leisure, and ambiences for conviviality in green surroundings.